Mark, you were skating on a line with Blake there. Was it a case of reunited and it feels so good?
Yeah, very much so. It was awesome to be back getting in some more game-like reps. And obviously being with Wheels feels really good.
Speaking of that, your teammates put you through a pretty good grind out there today.
Well, I should have went a little easier. I go up against Buff every time. But that's good. You know, it felt good to get those bumps. You know, I haven't really been able to get any of those game situations when they're playing games, and it's tough to get that actual game-like grind. But every day I just want to feel better and better and more comfortable. And I'm sure once you get back into the game form, then you start to feel that contact, and that's how you get used to it again.
That is kind of important to do over the little while leading into that game, isn't it? Just to make sure that you feel confident and good with your body.
Yeah, that's exactly it. You know, you can try to train as much as you want for it, but nothing's like the real game. So I want to continue to get another good practice in tomorrow, and then happy to get back into game form and see what it's like again.
What do you think the toughest part will be getting back for you? Is it hands? Is it legs? Or have you been able to keep on top of everything?
Yeah, I've been able to skate for a while now, so it's just going to be game form. You know, you can practice as much as you want, but nothing's like a real game. You can try to practice it. You can try to emulate it as much as you can in practice, but nothing's like a real hockey game. So that's the best practice you can get.
Mark, I think just two regulation losses in the 16 games that you've missed. I mean, is that even beyond your greatest expectation on how the team's fared?
You know, we have a great team here, and no matter who's went down, guys have stepped up and played awesome, and that's what a good team does. When a guy goes down, you step up and you fill that void, and they did a really good job at that. You know, whether it was me, whether it was Laos, Hendy, whoever it was, they did a great job.
Teams in your position typically add for trade deadline coming up here for the playoff run. Guys have the depth that you almost would rather keep things where they are.
It's not in our
of course
our job description. You know, where we go out there and play, and that's our focus. And we know we have a good team here, and that's obviously a positive. And we just got to continue to focus on playing our game and doing what we need to do to win, and that's what we control.
Do you ever get excited that we may even add someone? Like, it's not a position you guys have been in most years.
We're obviously happy with where we are in the season right now, and for us, we just want to continue to win hockey games, no matter what it is. And if there's a player added, no matter what it is, we're going to continue to play our game and continue to try to get points and make the playoffs.
Mark, just a thought on the guy to your right. What have you seen from Andrew in terms of his growth, his development over the years, especially this season? You talk about guys that are versatile. He's obviously gone the wing, center. Just what have you seen from him where he's at these days?
He's been playing awesome. You know, he's a guy that skates so powerfully. I think that's why he can go wherever. He's a smart player. He's got a very high level IQ, and he's got the body and the skill to match it, and I think that's why he's able to play center, he's able to play wing, he's able to do it all so well, is because he works very hard at it. He watches lots of film, he works on it a lot in practice and in games, and that's what happens with hard work.
Kind of a roommate, is he?
He's good. He's really good. He's a lot like me. He likes to watch his film. He likes to watch hockey, and likes to talk hockey. So we get along well. Yeah.